American Public Media.
For about 2 months now, I've been saving all my credit card offers. The other day, for dramatic effect, I opened them all up at once. In this thick stack of paper, I tallied up offer after offer of vast fortunes, or at least the modern equivalent. Lots of chances to consolidate credit cards at really low interest rates. Lots of companies offering me tons of frequent flyer miles and no annual fee, if only I'd accept their cards.
The tools to give you control. The Sky Miles to send you on vacation.
Home equity loans for six figures, even though I don't own a home anymore. Then there were the sweet offers to share the wealth, like...
Every day you give so much to your loved ones, your time and expertise, your care and concern. Now you can give them something more.
Now, not only am I not going to give someone I love a credit card, I try not to use them myself, and I pay them off right away when I do. And credit expert Jason Rich says that's why I'm a target.
The credit card companies want you to sign up for their credit cards, and they want you to sign up for as many credit cards as possible because that's how they make money. Basically, the average American gets somewhere between 5 and 12 or more credit card offers every single week.
Rich says these companies are hoping I'll want the card so I have the plastic ready for the day I fall into a cash crunch, or the time I decide I just have to have that plasma television, whether or not I have the money. And so the credit companies wine and dine me.
You're being offered the very best deals these credit card companies offer. So you're going to have no annual fee offers. You're going to have very low interest rates. Plus, they're going to offer you really good perks like the frequent flyer miles and a large number of them.
Let's be clear. There's nothing special about me. Someone with below average credit is going to get just as many offers as I do, just not as generous. But flattery and freebies can get you anywhere. Bob Manning is the author of Credit Card Nation, and he sees how foolish consumers can be.
People, do they take out their calculators and look at their line of credit and actually then factor in what their cost of doing the transaction is, and then compare it to their current APR, and do they really understand what their cost savings are? No, of course not.
Manning says, do the math if you're enticed by what a company dangles to lure you in. For instance, figure out if there's a balance transfer rate for consolidating cards and when it kicks in. A lower interest rate might not compensate for any penalty the company might charge. And Jason Rich says, be careful how often you apply for a credit card, because if you get rejected, that's a mark against you that will linger on your credit score for months. He says, if you decide you need more credit, it's better for you to go after the credit card rather than to let the credit card go after you.
There are actually a bunch of websites that you can go to that actually compare all of the different credit card offers from the different banks. You'll fill out a 5-question questionnaire. Is this for a balance transfer? Are you looking for a zero annual fee? And then they'll give you what they think are the 10 best offers.
Just be careful the sites aren't ones that are paid for by the banks themselves. Rich recommends Bankrate.com, CreditRatings.com, and CreditCards.com. And he reminds you to watch what you do with your mail. Remember to shred all those offers you get, because even if you don't want them, identity thieves will. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace Money.